Escape is not to fight it, but to delve deep into it and wallow in your misery. Now this sometimes enables it to change character, and so instead of piddling around in a morbid state of self-pity, you might write a symphony or create a masterpiece or do something brilliant like that. Well, the people that originally sang the blues had very, very little to be cheerful about, but anyone who's ever heard it knows it's not miserable or depressing. And this is because out of a desperate situation came a happiness that owed very, very little to reality. And when blues moved from the fields to the city streets, the people remembered how to get relief. And the byproduct of that relief is the blues as we know it. And while it may not be as formidable as Beethoven, for sheer strength of human emotion, it can match him note for note. Well, times change, and the blues as a classic form is pretty well petered out in the twinkling of an eye. But in a comparatively short time, from the 20s to the 60s, it went through many different changes as it passed through the hands of people and places that were different. Before it died, it left its mark on almost all the popular music to come after it, which includes jazz, rock, pop, disco. Even the most advanced techno-pop disc has very little you couldn't find on a Jimmy Reed record. Sad but true. I apologize in advance for all the artists I've had to leave out. I guess they'll have to wait for parts 3 and 4. The ones that I chose range from the obscure to the obvious, and the material that I picked comes from what I consider the peaks of their careers. Any experts out there, please excuse any minor discrepancies you might notice, and if there are any major ones, you can set me straight later. From here on, the music, but for a few details here and there, pretty well speaks for itself. Part one, which is what you're about to hear, deals with the early country years, and it's played solo with a guitar or piano and vocals. Then there'll be an intermission, after which you'll hear part two, which has a big 10-piece band and features the urban sounds of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Okay. Got any guitar work out there? How's that sound? Okay, we'll start off with the obscure. Tom Dixon was a totally obscure man from Memphis, but in this song from 1929, he beautifully sums up the blues situation.
Say good morning, child. Well, there's nothing wrong, Captain, but I just got right. Well, I don't mind working, counting from dawn to dawn. Yes, I don't mind working, Captain, from sun to sun. Long as I get my paycheck, Captain, when payday comes. Well, I've worked all summer, working all through the fall. It's the working summer, working all through the fall. This time I'm gonna spend Christmas in my overall. See if you're a good man, gonna keep it in a town at night. Good man, gonna keep out of town at night. Just get your report job in some apple. Tell him what a Mississippi girl will do. no telling. Mississippi, yeah, we'll be. She wanna take your money and your Pokemon. Well, it's tell me, mama, where'd you stay last night? Tell me, baby, where you stay last night? Your shoes are dirty, your clothes don't fit you right.
Thank you very much. Still in Memphis, and we're in the late 20s, we find a guy called Furry Lewis. He's an important guy in the blues. He was rediscovered in his old age. But he was never ever as hot as when he recorded these two songs about things that constantly worry poor people. The first one's about money, the second one's about bugs. I'll turn your money green.
Follow me, baby, and I'll turn your money green. Follow me, mama, turn your money green. We'll make more money than Rockefeller ever seen.
I like two black horses.
Well, the woman I hate, I see her every day. Woman I hate, I see her every day. Well, woman I love, oh, she's so far away from me. Whiskey, Lord, now worth the dirt. See if the river was whiskey, Lord, now worth it though. I would dodge in the bottom, Lord, I'd never come out. Oh, she give me a troubling, troubling all the time. Oh, she give me a trouble, troubling all the time. I've been in trouble so long, see a trouble on my mind. Down so long it looked like up to me. I've been down so long it looked like up to me. I've been down so long it up don't bother me.
Thank you. Here's the one about insects. It's called the Creeper's Blues.
I woke up this morning, I looked down on the wall. I woke up this morning, I looked down on the wall. Butchers and the bippers was playing a game of ball. Score was 22-30, the roaches was a hit. Score was 22-30, the roaches was a hit.
Whoopi Buzz got angry, tried to kick me out of bed. But the roach is so bad, tried to take the pillow from under my head. Well, the roach is so bad, trying to take the pillow from under my head. Took a Winchester rifle and tried to kill me this. Baby, take your axe, kill this fly on your baby's head. Baby, take your hatchet, kill and fly on your baby's head. Baby, take your hatchet and run it through my bed. Woke up this morning, I looked at you on the floor. I woke up this morning, I looked down at the floor. Roaches are taking my wallet, spread my money on the floor. Yeah, Peppers, Peppers, I ain't gonna ask you twice. Oh, Peppers, Peppers, I ain't gonna ask you twice. You have taken my money, now you wanna take my life. Okay, moving on to Chicago, still in the late 20s, we find a guy called Tampa Red. One of my old favorites. He played with Ma Rainey, who was one of the first ever women blues singers and many other performers of the time. But he played in his own very decidedly modern style. He slid a bottle up and down the neck of his guitar and got a very odd sound from it. This probably came from drinking too much and not realizing what else he could do with it. But this is called You Can't Get the Stuff No More. Lucy Brown lived way across town. The law went there and they shut her down. Now you can't get the stuff no more. You can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can buy. You can't get that stuff no more. And then Lucy Brown lived over the hill. The law shut her down and the whiskey still. You can't get that stuff no more. You can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy, you can't get that stuff no more. Her sister Sal used to sell hair grease. She got in trouble with the chief of police. You can't get that stuff no more. You can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy, you can't get that stuff no more. Well, there go Joe with a great big knife. Somebody been messing around with his wife. You can't get that stuff no more. You can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy. You can't get that stuff no more. Yon State Street, they used to give it away. Now you can't get it if you offer to pay. You can't get that stuff no more. You can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy. You can't get that stuff no more.
Oh!
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. My Rudy, cheers. What would we do without them? Okay, before we get to the fabulous stylists of the Mississippi Delta, who everybody loves, myself included especially, I guess we ought to devote a little bit of attention to the piano. So if you excuse me, I'm going to go devote some attention to the piano. Hi, you still there? I'm still here. Okay. This is a typically 20s sounding piano blues piece. It was played originally by a guy called Blind Blake, who was principally known for his brilliant guitar playing. Anyway, from Chicago in 1928, get your gauge up, mama, and let your love come down. Now we move on a little while to 1931, and we come across a right nutter called Skip James. He was also a guitar player and also a preacher from Mississippi. He recorded this piece in 1931. It's very erratic, and I chose it because it is so totally unique and off the wall. It's called If You Haven't Any Hay, and it's a bit tricky.
Long, long,
They kill me sure. I'm wild with you, baby, la la. They kill me
St. Louis, something I don't know a whole bunch about, but this is a song that was played by some people called the Sparks Brothers. They were also known as Pinetop and Lindbergh. They wrote this song about the numbers racket in 1932. They're pretty obscure, but they definitely have the St. Louis piano style done, which is more than can be said for me. This is called 411-44. Hi over there.
Gospel and blues have been mutual influences pretty much from the very beginning. It's difficult to say which influenced which. This song and the couple of songs that are going to come after it might be a little chronologically out of place in this chronological history of the blues, but I think they show a point that needs to be shown. This song's called 99 and a Half, and it is by Dorothy Love Coates, and it shows the gospel influence. Quite what to say about this one, except I heard it a very long time ago. It's very old, and it's a theme that crops up a lot in old piano, guitar, and banjo blues. I believe it was under the title of A Cruel Old Engineer, but anyway, it's a piano instrumental, and I hope you like it. ¶¶ Cheers. What better to kick off this here piano section with than a bit of Boogie Woogie? I mean, you must have it in there somewhere. And who better to rip off a bit of Boogie Woogie from than Memphis Slim, who plays it pretty much as good as it can be played. So here is Memphis's Boogie Woogie. Thank you. Now we're on to the Delta. And my actual personal favorite amongst the blues Delta players. Why don't we start with the best first? My very own favorite and very definitely king of the Mississippi Delta is the great Robert Johnson. I'm gonna start with one of his favorite bottleneck type numbers, and then move on to a style which is he's less known for, which is one of his sort of open type numbers. This is called Traveling Riverside.
She
got a mortgage on my bundle, leaning on my soul. And still have a home down by the riverside. When you're screaming out loving to us, you run down my leg. Just run down my leg, you know what I'm talking about. When you're screaming out loving to us, you run down my leg. Going back to them on my movie in my head. Cheers. This is one of his ever so classic things that he did. Many people have heard the title, but not the song. It's called Hellhound on My Trail. This next song is by Blind Willie McTell.
His are pretty highly obscure, but he did come up with a couple of good ones, like this one. It's an own-up song in which he owns up, and it's very powerful Delta Moon called Nobody's Fault But Mine.
Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. I believe myself alone. Nobody's fault but mine. But nobody's fault but mine.
Oh,
Thanks very much. We'll be hearing more of the big brass section in a few songs. There's a couple of songs now. That was Clarence Gatemouth Brown from 1949. He's one of the great Texas guitar players. We'll be hearing more from them later. We left Muddy Waters back on the plantation in Mississippi in the last set. Well, he moved. He's in Chicago now and is moving up the ladder to legendhood. He brought this song with him from the Delta and he did it up in his new way. From his first Chicago recording, I Can't Be Satisfied. Recording session, and to help us out we found a little bit of local talent here that we never even knew existed. I had the pleasure of producing this the dubious pleasure of producing this fabulous group, and here's the man who makes them what they're not. Freddie of the Mutants is gonna play some harp here. This is a little Muddy Waters tune called I Am Ready.
Thank you.
To death by about every blues group that ever drew breath. They've killed him off nicely. But somehow it seems that nobody ever really listened properly to what he was doing. So his slow, soulful style's never been really captured by anybody. So here we go here with the old classic that you've heard a billion times before, but maybe never like this. Das Ma Broom.
I believe I don't love you.
you. Okay, jumping ahead a few years and moving to Memphis, we find Bobby Blue Bland and little Junior Parker. This was a much more sophisticated sound, and Bobby Blue Bland was the king of the slick vocal style, and little Junior Parker put the harmonica into a big band setting. This here song is by Bobby Bland. It's called 36, 22, 36. Junior Parker, these kind of blues.
Said goodbye, and you wanna put your
cause it was the time you gave it. Say goodbye and you're gonna put your traveling shoes on.
We got another one from little Junior Parker, because he put the harp in the big band and I like that. This one's called Crying for My Baby. Oh, Cheers. Okay, thank you. About the same time that all this slickness was going down in Memphis, there was some pretty interesting stuff going down elsewhere. There was a very, very primitive sound being made by a certain guy named Howlin' Wolf. It was very, very unique and very primitive. And this is his song, Moaning at Midnight. Original Howlin' Wolf ending. Took us a lot of rehearsal to get that. Okay, before we head on to the Three Kings section, which will be coming up pretty quickly, we're gonna digress for just a little while to a guy called Buddy Guy. He was a Muddy Waters protege. He started off with Muddy like so many other people. He was one of the Chicago Angry Young Men. He played guitar like a lethal weapon, and the notes that he played were sharp as knives and miserable and harsh. And this is one of the songs of his that I like the best. It's a very slow blues, and maybe the only one of its kind we're going to play tonight, the only one you'll hear from us. This one's called If I Could Just Go Back 10 Years. Thank you.
know what I would do with my name. If I could just go back 10 years ago,
thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thanks a lot. We're on to the Kings. I'd like to, incidentally, I'm not going to introduce everybody individually, but I think this is a damn fine band myself. Thank you. Cheers. Damn fine. B.B. King influenced Freddie King, who influenced Albert King. Albert King had a hit, so Freddie King started to play like Albert. Then B.B. started to play like Freddie, playing like Albert. Anyway, it all got very confusing. But in the end, Albert plays like Albert. Freddie's dead, and B.B. King's found happiness in Las Vegas. And that leaves us. So we're going to do two of each of them in chronological order. Pretty much the way they came up is the way they'll go down. But I'll let you know who's who. First of all, B.B. King, starting off with his classic period, In Days of Old.
Way back in the days of old, when I was working, not making any dough, I saw a woman looking real cool. She began to say everybody was a fool. You're gonna fall tonight. Yes, you're gonna fall tonight. She was shocked, and I was too. The teacher and the pupil in the school. She began to play everybody for a fool. I'm gonna fall tonight. Well, yes, I'm gonna fall tonight. I can't leave the room. Let me find someone in school.
Devil, number two from BB. Come on, save your mind.
Thank you. Cheers. Thank you. Okay. I'll...